Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. And it's based in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal. It says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perikhez Pasuk Vav, Ki Aza Kamavis Ahava, Kosha Gisha Olkina, Rishafeh Frishvei Eish, Shal Hevesya. As strong as death is love, as difficult as the grave is jealousy, the fire of God its flashes are flashes of fire, a very flame of Hashem. This description of a flame of Hashem is coming to show the power of love and of kina, talking about kina de kedusha. Then one has kanos l'shem Hashem. So that's very, very powerful. Love is very powerful, and it shall have its cuts like a fire of Hashem. We also find the similar pasuk tzidkoscha kehareel, that your tzidkos are like mountains of God. So you see, when you put Hashem's name in there, then it empowers the message. Question is, why does it have a lashon of yud and then a hey shal hevesya? Why does it use dafka, this name? So let's explain the pasuk in general. The ahavat kedusha is even greater than the will to live, because it brings to a matzav of yahareg ve'al yavor, al smach ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol avavcha b'chol mavshecha. Afilu notel es nafshecha ahavat kedusha misgaberes al koyach hachayim. The love of holiness becomes stronger than the power of life. One loves life, but one is willing to give up one's life for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Yahareg v'al yavor, that's what we learn from. You have to give up your life rather than serve avodah zarah. You love Hashem b'chol nafshecha. So that's what it means when it says, ki aza kamavis ahava, that my love for you, God, is stronger than death. I'm willing even to die for you. What does it mean, kasha kisha'ol kina? That jealousy is as difficult as the grave. So, the pasuk says in Mishlei, reka batzamos kina, that jealousy makes the bones rot, pasuk in Mishlei 14:30. So sinah and kas are bad for your for the flesh, for the sinews, for the basar, for the gidim. But what gets to the atzmus? What gets to the essence of a person, to his bones, in biner? And the answer is kina. And why is that? Because the hargasha of kina is that somebody is taking my place. This should be my place. It's makom she'arohi li, and somebody else takes that place. Habol aramis kanaim pogimbo. If somebody has bia with a non-Jewish woman, so the kanaim, the zealots, are allowed to harm him. Why? Because this kina, this kanos, this jealousy, this zealousness, is misoirer. B'makom she'haramis, this non-Jewish woman, is coming in the place of a bas Yisrael. And now with this aramis, it's going to be v'lada kamosa. The child is going to be like the mother, which is where it should have been a Jewish woman, and instead he took a non-Jewish woman. So this comes in place of my anochi, in place of my atzmius. So now my atzmius, the atzmius of a Jew, is now going to someone else. It's now going to the goyim. That's kanos. Kanos is that he's with this non-Jewish woman, and he's supposed to be with a Jewish woman. And the child that's produced from this union is supposed to be a Jewish child when he has a union with a woman. And instead, it's going to an aramis, and the child's going to be an arami. He's going to be a Gentile. So that's why rekav atzamos kina. Other midas have more external effects. But what gets to the atzamos, to the bones, to the atzmius, to the essence of a person, atzamos and atzmius, are the same mashal, same shoresh. by the way, or maybe not by the way, the proper pronunciation of the pasuk is Urikav Atzamoskina. Now, Kolpanim, it gets to the atzmius of a person. When a person has kanos, person has kinos because he's taking what belongs to me. This belongs in my atzmius and somebody else is taking it away. And that rots the bones. מפני שהרגשה זו נוגעת למקום עצמיותי, בוערתי בעצמותיי, because it's נוגע to my עצמיות, so it burns in my bones. בלשון הקודש, עצם and עצמיות are from the same שורש. Bones are the most fundamental layer of a person's being. That's a skeleton, the skeleton of a person. So kina gets to the yisod. Because a person's feeling that his atzmius is misbatel. So it emerges that when there's an iris of kinah de kedusha, like we find by Yosef, Vayanas Vayetzei Achutza, he runs outside in order to be saved from this michshal of Baal Aramis. So his atzmois of Rezoche, b'yichud l'saskus v'tipul miyuchad al yidei Moshe. So because of that, because of Yosef's great sacrifice, that he quickly ran outside so that he wouldn't chas v'shalom be nichshel with Eshes Potiphar. So because of that, his bones were zoche to be taken care of by Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was trying to save himself from the michshel of Baal Aramis. So that's a midah of kinah de kedusha. That's this holy zealotry. I don't want that my seed that should belong to a Jewish woman, it should go somewhere else. It's a begin my atzmius. It's a memela of who I am. I'm a Jewish man, and I can't have my seed going to a non-Jewish woman. So since he had this mida of kinah de kedusha, which goes to the atzmius, to the essence of a person, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was metapel. Moshe Rabbeinu took care of his bones, of his atz. Vayigach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imo. Like we have in Parashas Beshalach, shebemakom she'atzamos nerkavim al yedei kinah stam. So if there's regular kina, there's regular jealousy, then the bones rot. What happens if there's kina de kedusha? Kina de kedusha is mechazik those bones. Now makom rikavim atzamos hu b'shal tachtis. The place where the bones rot is in the grave. And therefore, Muvan al Pizeh, we understand the Hamshecha Kasuv. Just like love is a competitor with death in the power of life. In other words, one's great love for Hashem overpowers one's dislike or disinterest in dying. He's willing to die for God because he loves Hashem so much. So in that place where there's a hitcharut, where there's this competition between love and death, and love wins, love overrides death, ki aza kamobis ahava. So too, kina de kedusha is mischari masha'ol. There's also this competition between holy zealotry and the grave. Because what does the grave do? The grave rats the bones. And kina de kedusha, this holy zealotry, is mechaye the bones. It preserves the bones. The grave rats the bones. And holy zealotry preserves the bones. It preserves the atzamos. So the koyach of kina, of kanos de kedusha, can be mitmodeh. So the beloved is telling her, the girl is telling her beloved, that my love is so strong, Am Yisrael to Hashem. As a kamavis, it's like death, it's mitchare, it competes with death, can even overwin, it beats death. We'd rather die for you than serve Avodah Zarah. And kashik sheol kina, it's compared to the grave, to the sheol. Why is it compared to the grave, this kina? Because that's where the bones rot in the grave, and I have this kanos to kedusha, kashik sheol kina. My kanos to kedusha, my zealotry for you, God, is nogeh to my atzmius. It strengthens my bones, as opposed to the grave where my bones rot. So if one has bad kinah, so it rots his bones in a negative way. If one has good kinah, so it strengthens his bones. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik, where this positive kanos de kedusha, his bones were strengthened, and Memela, he was zeicha that Moshe Rabbeinu was metapel, took care of his bones. The makor and the sherish of kinah de kedusha b'chlal is in the pasuk of kiyad al keiska. As long as there's a malik in the world, malchus of Hashem is not complete. Right? Kiyad al keiska. The kisei isn't shalem. That's why case, not kisei. And yud and then a hey doesn't have yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey. So God, the kisei isn't shalem, and the name isn't shalem as long as there's a malik in the world. Because a malik bo mamid atzimo b'makom shemevatel his galus malchus shemayim. So a malik comes and puts himself in a place that he's mevatel, he nullifies the revelation of malchus Hashem. So with him we have a cheshbon of kina. He's putting himself instead of malchus Hashem. So there we have a cheshbon of kina now. With him we have the zealotry of kedusha because he's taking what belongs to us but's rightfully ours. Malchus shemayim, the gilui of malchus shemayim, and he's taking it for himself. Milchama l'Hashem ba'malik midor ador. And therefore, the pasuk that comes to describe the difficulty, the harshness of zealotry, it says a lashon of yah shall heves yah. Why shall heves yah? Because that expresses our war against Amalek. Milchama l'Hashem ba'malik midor ador. Right? Ki yad al keis yud and then a hey. Because that name of yud and then a hey expresses our war with Amalek. That's our kanos. That's kanos to kedusha. But Amalek says that they're mevatel malchus shemayim, and we want to reveal malchus shemayim, and that's expressed in the yud and the hey, because in the pasuk that talks about how as long as there's Amalek, there's no revelation of malchus shemayim. Is ki yad al keis yud and then a hey. So the mele in our pasuk shall have and so Amalek tries to take place of malchus shemayim, and we want to establish malchus shemayim. So in the pasuk that describes our kanos to establish malchus shemayim, it says shall have esya. That's why we have this lashon of rishafer rishveyesh shall have esya. Hadvarim mamish meirim umisamchin baruch Hashem. And we move right along. Shtikol on Shabbos u'shnei luchos avanim hori biyado v'chosuv behem shmiras Shabbos v'chein kasuv b'sayra secha. What's pshat this haskama? Kein kasuv b'sayra secha. Why do we need that the lashon and the luchos, u'shnei luchos avanim horid biyadoi, v'chazim shmiras Shabbos, and not only are shmiras Shabbos and the luchos, but it's also written in the Torah. What do we need this haskam that it's also written in the Torah? Well, v'pshutam shel dvarim, we can say as follows: the lashon and luchos rishonos in dibur Shabbos, zachos yom Shabbos l'katche, ki sheishis yamim asa Hashem es hashamayim ves haaretz, Shmos 20:11. In the luchos shnius, it says Shamar Siyam Shabbos Lekache Ki Eved HaYisa BeEretz Mitzrayim. You should guard Shabbos because you were a slave in the land of Egypt. And if so, we would think that the reason of Briyas HaOlam and Shvisa B'Shabbos is only connected to Zechiras HaShabbos and Yitzis Mitzrayim Shmiras HaShabbos. Again, when it says Zechiras Shabbos Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekache, talks about God creating the world. And when it talks in Luchos Shnius about Shomer Yitzias Shabbos Lekatcho, so it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you might think that Zechiras Shabbos is connected to Briyas HaOlam, and Shmiras Shabbos is connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's exclusive. In order to disabuse us from this mistaken notion, so it says, V'chein kosuv b'sayra secha. In other words, in the parish of Kisisa, al Shmiras Shabbos, B'tam shel b'riyas shamayim v'aretz b'sheshes hayomim. What's the v'chein kasuv b'sayra secha? Afterwards, we quote the psukim from Parshas Kisisa. And there it tells us that v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos. It says to be shomer Shabbos. Why should you be shomer Shabbos? So it's mamish kevaldik. In other words, it's saying v'chein kasuv b'sayra secha. So it says in your Torah that what in Parshas Kisisa about Shemira Shabbos, it says that you should do Shemira Shabbos because of Briyas HaOlam. So don't think that Zechiras Shabbos relates to Maisa Bereishis and Shemira Shabbos relates only to Yitzias Mitzrayim. because of what it says in Luchos Rishonos. It says Zachor Esrim Shabbos Lakacho Ki Sheshes Yamim, and Shamrus Luchos Shnius Shamrus Shabbos Lakacho Ki Yevad Eisa. No, it's not mutually exclusive. The Shmira also relates to Briyas HaOlam, and that's why it says that Ushnei Luchos Ameirudov Luchosu Bem Shmiras Shabbos, and it's also written in the Torah. Meaning, don't think that what's written in the Luchos is exclusive. That Zachira relates to Briyas HaOlam and Shmir relates to Tzias Mitzrayim. Because V'chein Kasuv B'sar HaSecha, what's written in your Torah? In Parashas Kisisa, it says, V'shem R'nei Yisrael says Shabbos. Why? Because it's Kishesh Yisrami Masa Hashem Masa Shemayim V'saratz V'yam Shishabas V'yinafash. So this is not a Askama. It's good what's written on the Luchos because it's also written in the Torah. But rather, it's a Havhara. It's a Perush. It's a commentary to what's written on the Luchos. That what's written on the Luchos, that Zechir relates to Bria, and Shmir relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim, is not exclusive. Because Shmir also relates to Bria, and Zechir also relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.